Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back
to the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give a holler. Let me know what you guys did or did. You know, I jokingly refer to today as, you know, barbecue, beer and barbecue day. I hope in the middle of all the, I don't know, what do you want to call it, celebrations, that you gave a few minutes to really think about what the holiday is about. Why you got the day off from work. You know, just saying. There's a lot more to this than just the mere fact that, you know, you get some of you get time and a half for today if you work. Right? There's a few that even get double time if they work. You know... When you talk about today and how many gave their lives, well over 40, I think it's 42 plus million service personnel has died. And it's real simple to think, truly think, I'm just saying, not give a whole bunch to it. Now, the day as a whole, some of you probably already know this stuff, but let me tell you what. There's a lot of people who don't. You know, Memorial Day, all right, this will blow the whole thing up. Somebody to the left will grab this and try to run with it. And now Memorial Day, right, an American holiday. It's observed on the last Monday of May. It honors the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. Now, originally, it was known as Decoration Day. It originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 71. Now, a lot of people will go to cemetery grave sites today. They may even get, you know, families together, talk about their loved ones. That's what, you know, that's one great way to keep the legacy and history of your family going. Really. Now, the Civil War, which ended in the spring of 1865, it claimed more lives than any conflict in U.S. history, required the establishment of the country's first national cemetery. By 1860, Americans in various towns and cities began holding their own kind of springtime tributes, right? Gathering around or remembering those who fell to, you know, fighting for freedom, right? It's unclear where exactly the tradition originated. Listen to me, tongue is oversized today. Communities, they all do their own thing, a lot of communities. Some records show that one of the earliest Memorial Day commemorations was originated by a group of formerly enslaved people in Charlestown. And then less than a month after that, the Confederacy surrendered in 65. In 66, the federal government declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day doesn't mean it was. It's just what they said it was. You know, I think it was chosen when you reach up into history, because it hosted an annual community-wide celebration, right? Decoration Day on May 5th, 1868, General Logan, leader of an organization for the Northern Civil War veterans, called for a National Day of Remembrance, right? It was designated for the purpose of just putting flowers on their graves, remembering them. You know, comrades who died. It's amazing, you know, if you don't pass this down to your people, don't pass this down to your kids and others, I feel like other history, it's going to get twisted. Just like this one will. And it's not going to get honored anymore for what it is. On the first Decoration Day, I think General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery. 5,000 participants decorated graves. There were 20,000 soldiers by then. But this is all, like I said, this is stuff that you need to know. You really should know to pass it on to your kids. Right? Now, Memorial Day is a decoration. Now, I didn't know this. Many northern states held similar commemorative events. They reprised the tradition in subsequent years. By 1890, each one had their own decoration day. Every state had their own. Southern states, on the other hand, they continued to honor the dead on separate days until World War I. And we think about how far we've come, right? Anyway, some of the traditions of Memorial Day, cities and towns across the United States, some have parades, others incorporate military personnel and members of veterans organizations. Right? Americans also observe Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries, we know this. Some people wear a red poppy in remembrance of those fallen in the war, a tradition that began back in World War I. I have seen that. Never asked anybody why. Just quite interesting. If you want the numbers, I've got them posted up on my website. I mean, when you think of everybody who died, American war totals from 1775 to 1991, they're staggering. We'll talk more about this later on in the show. Joe Massini, your host, Gerald Valley, joins me after the break. Let's talk about what Memorial Day really means to him. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or make Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to
do. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Well, I don't know if I'm cure for Democrat dementia. I know I bring it on. I know I make them crazy beyond belief. And I love it. I actually enjoy it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Now, later on in the show, I will be playing some clips from what I refer to as beer and barbecue day. You know, what's sad is we have found, we have so screwed up education that our people don't know anymore. They don't know what these days mean. They have no idea. Andrew, what is it? Was Dice? goes out on the beaches of California, talks to these people about what the days are. They have no clue what these days mean. It is simply beer and barbecue day, days that most people get paid for. It was a quote-unquote paid holiday. But Memorial Day especially has not, you know, it should have everything to do to understand how you got your freedom. What gives you the right to do what you're doing today? What gives you the right to go out and whether it's make fun of, swear at, get on our current government without being shot in the head or put in a prison for the rest of your life? It's the men and women that came before us. It's the ones that actually truly fought. The real heroes. Right? Not the ones that stand up to their teacher in college. That's not a hero. The real heroes who knew they were going into battle, who knew they may not be coming home. So I'm bringing on retired Major General Paul Valley to discuss Memorial Day. We're not going to get the whole Chinese and Ukraine and all that stuff, but the real reason why we're celebrating this. What are we looking for? What should you be telling your children? And General, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. I love your new introduction.
Thank you. When you talk about Memorial Day, and I tell people all the time, because history is being twisted like a pretzel to have it fit what people want it to fit, we should be talking to our kids, our nieces, nephews, sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, and really letting them know what history is all about, what Memorial Day is truly all about, shouldn't we?
No, absolutely. You should take the time to sit down with them for an hour and tell them the history of Memorial Day and what it means to our country to hold in memory all those in the past that have sacrificed their lives for this great country, for what is today, from 1776 to 2022. And also recognize our current members of the armed forces and what they're doing. It's a very special day, Joe.
What people don't realize is, okay, so that guy or that woman gave her life, but we have children, in most cases, attached to these men and women. We have parents attached to these men and women that still go on afterwards. Surviving spouses, if you would, that are still here once they're gone. And I think it's a big deal that people don't really think about, don't really understand. Do you agree?
No, I agree. And I just wonder how many families today went out to celebrate and honor in memory all of those that have come before us that have committed their lives to this country. Now, whether you agree with the wars or the politicians that have taken us into unnecessary wars, you know, like Vietnam, where we lost over 58,000. And I can remember all the dead and wounded when I was in Vietnam over 2 years, Joe. That's what I remember, seeing these young soldiers who were shot and then died. I was in a hospital in one battle at the 1st Cav Division, 225 casualties that day, and I remember being in the hospital ward, listening to the cries and the agony. Many of them survived, and about 58,000 plus did not survive. And, that's what I think back, and the friends that I've lost in battle over the years, my classmates from West Point.
And it's just amazing. It's amazing to me. You know, some of the numbers that I have come across and looked at and put together from 1775 through to the end of the 1900s, you've lost over 42 million servicemen during wartime. 42 million people. That's a massive number. And my screen just went blank. But all these numbers I had. Anyway, I'll give those numbers afterward when it comes back up. When you look at the numbers that have died over the years in war, World War One, Two, people forget there was the Spanish-American War, the Mexican Border War, World War One, World War Two, Philippine War, Korean Conflict, the Vietnam War. I mean, those poor soldiers still haven't been given the honor that they're due. At least I don't think so.
Well, it is to pay honor, and I pay honor to my son, And my wife, Buffin, and I lost our beautiful boy, Scott, in 2004 in Special Forces. And so it's a very special day for us and the other Gold Star family members that have lost their sons and daughters over these years. And, you know, sometimes I even feel guilty that if I encouraged him to go into the Army or not, I don't remember whether I did. He wanted to serve, but I don't want to feel guilty about it. But as parents, you say, you know, what should I have said or done? Did I really want my young son to go into the armed forces and serve? But we come from a historical family that have always that have served our country, so it's in our blood, I guess.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because I remember when my first wife and I and my son joined the Marines, and she says, what are we going to do? I said, what do you mean, what are you going to do? You're going to tackle him?
Yeah,
you're going to tie him and shove him in a closet somewhere? He wants to serve his country. How we pray for him. That's what we do. You know,
pray for him.
Yeah, you can't stop them when they got the I don't want to call it the bug, but when they really feel like they need to do this to protect us, you need to let them do it.
But you know, you take World War II and all of those men and women that survived World War II, they came back and they rebuilt this country.
Oh yeah,
in the late 40s, what we have today. There are so many veterans contributed to even skiing. Many of the veterans, a lot of people don't know, the whole ski season, the ski resorts came out of the 10th Mountain Division. They came back, and with Austrians and Swiss, they founded Aspen and Sun Valley. And
wow. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about the heroes, as far as I'm concerned, the ones who stormed Normandy. On D-Day. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
the first two of 21 funerals began in Uvalde, Texas on Monday, remembering the victims of the school shooting at Robb Elementary School. The services are taking place as more questions are emerging about the police response. State Senator Roland Gutierrez tells NBC News there are gaps in the timeline.
I've seen the transcripts, and I've not listened to them. I did see some of the footage of the first seven officers in the school.
Gutierrez adds from what he saw, those officers pulled back. Leaders in the European Union have reached a compromise to impose a partial oil embargo on Russia. It only covers Russian oil brought in by sea. A new package of sanctions will also include an asset freeze and travel ban on individuals. The bull and the bear took a rest on Wall Street today because of the Memorial Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Don't be your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, get your information together. Always appreciate when the general joins me, retired Major General Paul Valley joins me to talk about Memorial Day. What else? It's the day we should be celebrating. And you know what? It's kind of funny. People say, why do you say celebrating? Because you're celebrating the lives of these people. You're celebrating what they gave up so you and I can have our freedom. So it is a celebration of their lives. It's a celebration for what they did for us. General Valley, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Well, thank you, Joe, and it certainly is a celebration of life. And I've seen so many that have died in battle during my time in combat, and I can reflect back to here we are, 2022. I can reflect back to 1965, 1966, when I saw the first deaths on the battlefield.
Wow. You know, one of the things we were talking about before we went to break was the beaches in Normandy. And I said, I've been watching some of the news clippings, you know, the old newsreels that they used to do. And they were interviewing some of these guys. And the anticipation was that they probably weren't coming back. And I was thinking to myself, imagine, I don't know, the courage that it takes, or selflessness, that you're going to go there. Chances are very good you're not coming back, but you need to go to fight for the freedom of others. Not for you and your family, but for others. I don't know. I can't imagine that mindset.
Well, I reflect back to my wife's father, Colonel Jim Hatch. He parachuted, as we're talking about Normandy, he parachuted through the lines in Normandy on D-Day in the 101st Airborne Division. And so we have pictures of him from that time. And he was a major that got promoted to lieutenant colonel on the battlefield behind the lines of Normandy. And it's a reflection of remembering what he did. And by the way, I had met my wife's father when I was in Vietnam. He was a colonel then, 5 years before I met my wife.
That's great. I love those kind of stories. Did it keep you out of trouble, though, is the question. I don't know. I'd have to ask.
The only reason he really approved me marrying his daughter was I had short hair, so he knew that I had a haircut. I was all right.
You know, as a general and as a commander of sorts, sending soldiers into fight, sending soldiers into a situation where there's a good chance they won't come back, that has got to be tough on the mind. Tough, period. A tough place to be.
Oh, it is tough. I can remember nights in the jungle of Vietnam. I had 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds. I could hear them crying in the tents or out in the during the sleep on the evenings. And I heard one. I can remember from this day, I don't want to die. It was a 19-year-old soldier that I had under me.
Wow.
When you're there, you're facing fire each and every day. You're in combat, and you see somebody go down. I can remember one night around midnight, I had one of my soldiers was shot through the shoulder, and we had to take care of him and get him medevac. I mean, I had hand grenade thrown on me one night at 2 o'clock in the morning. It didn't go off. We had over 80 hand grenades thrown on us that night by the Viet Cong. And the last shot that was fired at me was 12 inches in front of my left foot. I can remember from that period of time in 1966, going across a rice paddy up in the highlands of Vietnam. So those are the memories. And I mean, I'm 82 years old, but Joe, I can tell you those memories are so vivid. That's why I feel, Memorial Day. I mean, I just feel so passionate about remembering what those that have gone before and what they've sacrificed.
Yeah, and again, I'm not going to get political. I'm going to try not to be political. But when you look at what's going on today, how we've discarded truly what those men and women died for to a big degree. I mean, they died for what, you know, everybody talks about that flag. Well, they didn't die for the flag. They died for what the flag represented. And they died for the freedom of others. There's a big difference. And today we're sitting here, sitting back, losing our freedoms because we're not willing to push back on the government. We're not willing to fight. Nobody's asked you to give up your life, but we are asking you to push back and fight. I don't want to see all this death done in vain to a degree.
Well, and, you know, they're trying to push us into Ukraine against the Russians now, possible World War III if Putin decides to use tactical nuclear weapons. But, you know, these politicians, Joe, we have to look at how inept they are getting us into these wars that were totally unnecessary, like Vietnam, like Iraq. We set on fire the Middle East with George Bush, and he could care less. You never hear him even say a word about all the soldiers he sent into battle and what we lost, and then the surrender in Afghanistan this year. I mean, it's just horrible, the leadership, or the lack of leadership, I should say, that our senior levels of government, and even in our Defense Department. I'm not confident with the generals and admirals we have today that they know what they're doing. These generals and admirals haven't won a war since World War II. I mean, total incompetence at the highest level. And you know what, Joe? The soldiers and sailors and airmen, they know it. They know when CRT is being ran down their throats, critical race theory. They know when they're being indoctrinated from an ideology that has never worked, which is communism. But that's what's happening. It's happening in our academy, Annapolis, West Point Air Force Academy, and then forcing all of our wonderful, healthy soldiers into these vaccinations that we see so many negative effects coming back now on our soldiers and airmen because they're forced for these mandated vaccines. It's just horrible what's going on in our armed forces today.
No, it's terrible. And most of these men and women enter this with the best of intentions, you know, our soldiers and what have you, going in there truly wanting to do the right thing. And And again, you know, I appreciate your service. You know, I honor your loss, I hope, in saying that, you know, we've got to keep this alive. You've got to keep telling stories. I love my dad, my dad's stories about when he was in the Army. And that kind of, you know, where he was stationed, the stuff that they did, who they watched over. So it's good to hear these things, because all you're hearing is negative stuff about our soldiers. It's so wrong. It's so disrespectful, isn't it?
Well, and I hope I can sit down with my grandson, who's 9 years old. I haven't had any sessions with him about this. He knows what I've done to a degree. But I would love to talk in length to my son or grandson if I get the opportunity. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, my granddaughter at the table the other night when we were talking a little bit about Memorial Day, or just mentioned it, she says, "That's when we remember those who died." And I said, "Just those who died?" She goes, "No, those soldiers." No, she said, "The Army people who died to keep us safe." I said, you better say military, girl, because... You're gonna insult the Air Force, the Marines. I worked on a list, but she had it down because that's what her school taught them.
Yeah.
You know. General, you have a great rest of the day. I really appreciate you coming on short notice. I want to get your take and a few others on today. I call it, don't make it just beer and barbecue day, people. Make it a day where, as you're sitting around having that barbecue, talk to your kids about what was going down, right?
There you go. Tell the stories.
Yeah.
We all have stories in our past we can tell, that's for sure.
Yep, I agree with you. And again, God bless. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Joe.
All right.
God bless
you.
We'll catch up
with you later. God bless. You know, that's why I like to bring, again, people like General Valley and others on with me. Because I want them to talk about their experience, what they know. You know, can you imagine seeing somebody die right next to you? Getting shot right next to you? In a land that's not even your land. It's not even your country. In most cases, you're dying, you're shooting, you're fighting for the freedom of others. Doesn't get much selfless than that. And yet you have to listen to these yahoos sometime. Yeah, you heard me, yahoos. Talk about how bad our soldiers are. It's just amazing. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarua, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
If
you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We're back. That's right. Come see your host, Donna. Really, just get involved. Get informed, get engaged, talk. You heard us talking about it a minute ago. Don't let these days go by. Don't let Memorial Day go by. Don't let these historic days go by without talking to your young ones about it. Really, talk to your grandchildren, your loved ones, your nieces, your nephews, your whatever. Your sons, your daughters. Right? I mean, here's the sad. I found this thing at PragerU. And I gotta say, it is irritating as heck. And the biggest reason it's irritating is because this is basic history. Now, some of you have heard this stuff before. You heard me play these kind of things before. But I gotta tell you, it's still irritating as heck. Take a listen. This is from PragerU.
That's a great question. I don't know.
Who was the first president?
Judge W. Bush was. No.
George Washington. There you go. Okay, Fred. Are you ready?
All right, Fred.
Are you ready, Fred? Who's your favorite president?
My favorite president? I would say Obama and Lincoln and Jackson.
You like Andrew Jackson?
Yeah.
Trail of Tears?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Trail of Tears. She's like, oh, yeah.
Do you know a political party? Who's your favorite president?
Obama, of course. I really like Clinton. I think his economic policies were really nice.
You like Monica Lewinsky?
No. That's a different story.
You guys didn't notice, I kind of lost my voice. I've been speaking for like 4 days in a row, so you just got to deal with my raspiness today. When was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1776.
Are you a history major?
I am.
Okay. Who's the 16th president?
Wait a minute. 1876. 1876. Okay. And now we have a history major. This ought to be good.
Yeah, no idea.
When was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Declaration of Independence? 1773.
76. When did...
She's a history major. She's going to be teaching at schools. Right? How did she get out? Maybe she's not out yet.
World War II end?
52?
45. Are you a history major?
I am.
When was the Declaration of Independence signed?
It was 19-something.
Get lost.
1904? 01?
1776.
That was not close.
No, it was not.
I'm at a loss. These are everyday Americans. And these aren't young people. There are some young people in there. But, I mean, seriously, when you're listening to them, the Declaration of... We don't know when the Declaration of Independence was signed? I'm at a loss. I'm more than at a loss. More proof that our education system has failed us tremendously. Here, you got another minute and a half.
Not close, but that's okay. Who was the first president?
George Washington.
There you go, easy, right? Who's the second president?
Sam Adams.
Like the beer?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah. Who was the 16th president?
I don't know, the first, I don't know, the 16th. I don't know.
It was, right here. Okay. Abraham Lincoln. There you go. Who's the 16th president?
That I could not tell you.
Who's the 16th president?
Abraham Lincoln.
What political party Abraham Lincoln was a part of?
Democratic?
No.
No?
Republican.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They started the Republican Party.
Exception, then.
I know.
Okay.
I guess Republicans aren't so bad.
No.
Surprise. I mean, see what's happened? Lincoln freed the slaves. Therefore, he had to be a Democrat. What have we done to these poor kids?
What party was Lincoln a part of?
The Democratic Party.
No.
History major, people. She's a history major.
Lincoln?
Republican Party.
Democratic?
No.
Republicans had a very different outlook back in the 1800s.
Yeah. They wanted to free the slaves back then?
Was that the Republican Party, or was that just kind of a general consensus of...
That was the Republican Party, yeah. Yeah.
I can't stand it. They're graduating. They graduated from college with degrees. We're letting these people loose on the streets. And then they come home. Do you ask them any questions? If my daughter said she was a history major, I would ask her some questions. Just for giggles. Although I might be heartbroken, I don't know. But seriously, this means when you hear these answers, you know what the professors are doing in school. Which is why it's so important that you make sure they know the real history. Right? Real history. Not the fake stuff.
The because like the Republican was pretty much the anti-slavery party. The Democrats were like the party of the KKK, things like that.
Ironic how things change, isn't it?
See, the hate is the hate, right? He's not going to let it go. He's not, or they're thinking now that the parties have somehow switched. Not true. Just not true.
Part of the conservative party.
There you go, Republican. You founded the Republican Party. Is that surprising to you?
Not at all. Nope.
Are you a Republican?
I am.
There you go.
Proud Republican.
I love it. See, most people think that Lincoln was a Democrat because he freed the slaves and all of that, and so they just assume that, but they don't really understand that the Republicans were the party of anti-slavery.
Lincoln, the Democrats?
Republican, actually.
Okay. Every single question is wrong.
That's okay. You did great.
So, I love how she said that and kind of giggled about it. Every single question was wrong. Every single answer was wrong. Not question. She couldn't even get that right. What have we done to our kids? You can't even get the English language, basic English language right. What have we done to our kids? Gotta ask. This is why it's so important that you pay attention to what they're learning in school, what's going on in their schools. Seriously.
Seriously.
I can't stand it anymore. I want you, I want all of you, that when your kids come home from school, maybe once a week, I don't know, try to find out what they've learned. Don't drill them. Don't beat on them. You know, hey, you had history this week, right? Yeah, okay. Or you had government, okay. All right, so talk to me. What did you learn in government class? What did you learn in history class? Right? I just say it because in my mind's eye, if you let it fester and you let it sit, then they're going to believe it to be truth. Come on, they're going to believe it to be truth. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do want you engaged. I really do want you involved. I really do want you asking questions. You got to look around you. We have to stop worrying about who thinks what or how they think, for that matter. Right? Anyway, always appreciate your time with me, and truly, that's why I keep saying you got to keep yourself informed, because they're not going to do it in some of these places. You have to stay engaged, because they're not going to do it in some of these places. In the next hour, I got a surprise for you. And when I say a surprise, it doesn't mean that Donald Trump's coming on. I've got Gabe El Yaib coming on. And I got to tell you, I am impressed. This was a guy who left D.C. because of racism. And some of the things that they were doing to Superman and the other comics. Now, he's on a mission, if you would, to a degree, to make sure that people understand what was, first of all, what's going on in the cartoon world. I mean, the superhero cartoon world, really? How did that become politicized? I'm so curious. And on top of that, this game to, you know, I guess, what is it now? It's not truth, justice in the American way. Now it's truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. Because the American way was so bad. It's just amazing. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Remember, it's Memorial Day, people. Not beer. Barbecue Day. Be back in a few minutes.